Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus l'lu nishmas, my beloved friend, Rav Yoav ben Rav Pinchas Halevi, who was nifta this week, a few days ago. And it should be a tremendous aliyah for his neshama, and for ours as well. The topic is Pidyon HaBen, based on a sugyan kedushan of Ches Amud Aleph, and we're basing it on a wonderful sefer, Ohel Chiya, which is a collection of different chidushim of the Acharonim. This is, if I'm not mistaken, a shtickle written by Rav Chizkiyahu Mishakovsky. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef mina amin Allah. How do I know I'm right? We'll see what that means in a minute. About what? So if a person says, goes up to the Kohen and he says, I'm giving you this egel for the pigeon haben of my son, or I'm giving you this talus, he hasn't said anything. So what's the raya for? So it says, tell us for the Lishna Kam. In other words, Lishna Kam in the Gemara, where a man goes up to a woman and he says, "Be Mekai, I want to be Mekadesh with this Shiroi, which is worth 50. And it's really worth 50. According to Yoshi, she's not Mekudesh, because she's not Samcha Daita. She doesn't have Smicha Sadas. She doesn't rely on him, that's really worth 50. So Tosa says that it's a raya for the Lishna Kam. Frek the Ktsos, on Tosis, that how is it possible to say that the raya of the Gemara is for the Lishna Kamo? The whole svar of the Lishna Kama is that a woman doesn't have smichos hadas, but pigeon aben, we don't find that you need the smichos hadas of the coin for the pigeon. What do we care that the coin's not smich das, that it's worth 5 slime? And he brings the Torah to the Atzmas Yosef, who writes that pigeon aben is not stam a maisa pigeon, it's mamish kemekach umemkar, and it's like the bechor is shaykh to the coin before the pigeon, and therefore he's giving the coin over to the Yisrael, and he has to really know that it's worth the 5 slime that the Yisrael claims that it's worth. So you do need the smichus das of the coin, as I shrived, they're heilige Atzmas Yosef, the ktsayis b'shem Atzmas Yosef. Ube'emes, this is Mefurish in the Shalos and Shuvas HaRivosh in Simon Kuflam at Aleph, that they asked him, how come the Kohen makes a bracha on receiving the Moos of Pidyon HaBen more than the Kabbalah of Sha'ar Matnas Kahuna? Pidyon HaBen is just one of the Chof Dalet Matnas Kahuna, and we don't find that the Kohen has to make a bracha when he's Mekabel other Matnas Kahuna. Answered the Rivosh that in Pidyon HaBen, since it's Mekach u'Memkar, the Kohen is Mishtatef b'maisa Pidyon Atzmo, and therefore he has to make a bracha. Mashen kein Shar Matnas Kahuna, the Kohen is just a passive receiver of the Matnas Kahuna. He's not a shoot of Be'etzem Maisa HaMitzvah, he's not a partner in doing the mitzvah, and therefore he doesn't have to make a bracha. So we see that the Pidyon HaBen is a mice of Mekach u'Memkar, according to the Rivash and Atzmas Yosef. However, we find the opposite also. It says in the Ramah, Yerodeh Simon Shin Hei Seif Yod, who brings from the Rivash, and he writes that a father cannot be poda his son through a shliach. The Gra writes in Seif Katan Yud Zayin, Shedvarav Tumuim, that it's Pashat that he can be poda him through a shliach because Shluch HaShaladim Kamoso. But even Shalomidin Shlichus, somebody else can be poled to him because the nechasim of the father are meshubed to this inyan of Pidyon HaBen, and it's like a piron chov. And piron chov, by when you pay off a debt, medarf nishkimin, you don't have to come through a din of shlichus. Akopanim, we see from the Gra that he understood bepshitus that Pidyon HaBen is mamish a piron chov, and it's not like Shar Matnas Kahuna, that you're giving a matana to the Kohen. Rather, you are being pode your chov, that the Yisrael has a chov, a 5 slime that he has to give to the Kohen, and that's what Pidyon HaBen is all about. So you see the Gra takes a different approach than the aforementioned Svarim, we meant the Rivash, Shalos and Shuvas HaRivash, and the Atzmas Yosef, who hold that it's Mamish Mekach u'Memkar, and the Kohen is a Shutaf Male. Rather, the Gra holds that it is merely a piron chov, and anybody can do it on behalf of the Yisrael, because he's just paying off his debt. The Ketzos HaChoshen brings the Prach, who says that you can give the coin Matnas Kahuna and Pidyon HaBen, even Bal Korcho Shel coin, and explains the Ketzos that the Prach is holding that Pidyon HaBen is like a piron chov, and we find in every other place that a piron chov, even Bal Korcho, even against his will, is considered a piron chov. And he brings from the Rashba and Gitna daf hayin heyam at Aleph that a poreya chovo lechavero bal korcho arei afim chavero lo zocha bezeh da eino chayev liskos bal korcho achalov atzmo nifter min chovo. That if a person pays off his debt, Baal Korcho, against his friend's will, he doesn't want to receive the payment, even if his chaver wasn't zoche, nevertheless, the love is pater from his chov, because you can't force a person to owe somebody money if he wants to pay it up, because the whole mohus that a person is mechuyev is that he has to do something. So if he did what he had to do, so you can't say that he's still mechuyev. Akopanim, we see from the prach that it's muchach that you bechlal don't need the das of the Kohen, which is not like Tosfos, because Tosfos says that you need smichos das of the Kohen, and therefore it's a raya for the Lishna Kama, because according to the Lishna Kama, you need smichos das of Isha. And he says that this bringing of the Kohen, the bringing of the pigeon of Ben to the Kohen, when he doesn't know exactly how much it's worth, that also requires a smichos das. But according to the Prach, you don't need a smichos das, it's piron chov, it has nothing to do with the Kohen, you're just paying off your debt. So you don't need a smichos das at all. So it would appear that we can say that even though Pidgin HaBen is considered a Piron Chov, nevertheless there's a big distinction between Pidgin HaBen and a regular Chov. And that is that in every other Chov, the second you throw the money before your friend, you can say that he did his Chov, he fulfilled his Chiyuv. But Pidgin HaBen, it's a Chiyuv to the whole Shevet Kahuna. And it emerges that if one of the Kohanim has not been Zoche, he hasn't given his money yet to the whole Shevet Kahuna. Because when he throws the money in front of the Kohen, and he doesn't want to be Zoch in the money, so it comes out that the money has not become to the Klal Shevet HaKahuna. And because of this, it would seem that even though Pidgin HaBen is a Piron Chov, but it's a Chov to the Shevet HaKahuna and not to a specific Kohen. And therefore, one of the Kohanim has to be Zoche in order for it to become to the Shevet Kahuna. That's one possible approach. We can say otherwise, and that is that apparently we can prove that even though Pidgin HaBen is a Piron Chov, but it's not stam a regular Piron Chov. The opinion of the Rosh in Bechoros, brought by Reb Shimon Shkup in the Shari Yosher, in Shari Hei Perikof Aleph, is that a Kohen who has a son who's a Cholol, he's Mechuyev to be poed to this son. What can he do? He can leave the money in his own hand, and he doesn't have to give it to another Kohen. So he married a grusha, he has a son, so he's chayv in Pidgin HaBen, because he's not a pure Kohen, but he can just leave the money in his own hand. And if the father dies before 30 days, then the son is chayv to be poed himself, because the Zman Chiyuv didn't come in the lifetime of the father. But if the father died after 30 days, the son is not chayv to be poed himself, because the Chiyuv is incumbent upon the father, and his nechasim are not meshuba to this, since he himself was Zoche to the most pigeon of his son. But the Rush added that nevertheless, the son himself has to be mafrish 5 sloim for his pigeon, even though he doesn't have to give it to a Kohen. Lechor, we have to understand, since we say if the father dies after 30 days, there's no chi of pigeon, and is nechasim anymore, so why then does the son have to separate the 5 sloim? So it comes out from the Rush that besides the chi of we have of Pidgin HaBen, this inyan of Piron Chov, there's also a din of a Maisa Pidyon to remove the Kedusha of the Bechor. So it comes out that even though when the father died, there's no more din of Piron Chov, because the father could have given the money to himself, but there's a din to be poded, the Kedusha of the Bechor, and that, the son, that still exists, and therefore the son has to separate the 5 slime for his pigeon to do the Maisa Pidya, to be Maisa, the Kedusha of the Bechor. So now it comes out that since there's a din piron chov besides the din of being podeh, the kedushas habachor, so we can be mechadish another halacha that these two inyanim are tluyim zebazeh, and that you can't be podeh kedushas habachor unless you're being paying off your chov, and dafka b'makom that it's not shayich to do the two together. We can say there's a special din of kedusha, of being podeh the kedusha, like when the father dies. And according to this, it would seem that even though we prove that Pidgin HaBen has a din of Piron Chov, Tosis is nevertheless correct that it's shaykh to talk about a chisaron of smichos hadas, because it's not stam a piron chov, because there's also a din to be actively poda the kedushas habachor. And even though the pigeon hakedusha is done by priyas chov, but the kohen is still part of the maisa pigeon. You also need the das hakohen. It's not stam a regular piron chov. It's piron chov together with being poda the kedusha from the kohen, and therefore the kohen is an active partner, and you need his smichos hadas. And this seems to be mavur also in the Mishnah and Bechoros in Nun Aleph Amad Aleph Hamafresh Pidyon Beno Va'avad Chayev Bach Reyuso Shenemar Yielecha Opado Tifte. So the Gemara has a Yalfusa that if a person's Mafresh Pidyon Haben, money for the Pidyon Haben, and he loses it, he's Chayev Bach Reyes. And what's the pasuk that we bring? Yielecha, it has to come to the Kohen, Pado Tifte, and he has to redeem. So this is interesting, because the Yielecha is talking about the Kohen, that the Bechor is his. And the Padotifdeh is talking about the Yisrael, that he has to be pulled to the Bechor. So the Ibn Ezra says, Al HaTorah, Ach Padotifdeh, so it's two different people. So what's the limit from the Pasuk? So the Ibn Ezra says, Padotifdeh Tikach Pidyono. So the Pado Tifta is not talking about the Yisrael, it's talking about the Kohen. The Kohen has to take the pigeon. So that's the Pasuk. Yi Elecha, that he gets the Bechor, and then afterwards, Pado Tifta, this self-same Kohen, has to take the money. So the Kohen is, according to the Ibn Ezra, Shutuf Be'ikr Maisa Pigeon. And therefore, if it's lost, yes, he's chayv b'achrayis, the Kohen has to get his money. So he's Makabel the Mos HaPidyon, and then Tumurasam, he's giving the Bechor. Because the pasuk of Pado Tifta is going on the Kohen, and therefore it's pashut that you need smichus hadas of the Kohen on the Maise ha pidyon, because he's also an active partner in the pidyon. Now it's interesting. The Gemara says in Bava Kama Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Amru Lam Rabbi Lazar Bechor Shenitraf B'Seich Lamid Yon Ein Poydin Oseh. Tosa explains that if a Bechor becomes a Tshreifa, he has some sort of illness before his 30th day, it's going to cause him to die, you don't have to be Poda, a person doesn't have to be Poda. So Lechor, we have to Ma'ayim from Lashon of the Rambam at the beginning of Hochos Bechoros, the Rambam Paskins, Mitzvah Seseh Lehafrish Kol Peta Recha Mazacharim, Bein Ba'adam Bein Be'behema Tahora, it's a Mitzvah Seseh to separate every firstborn male, whether it's a people or an animal, Bein Mimin HaChamor, Bein Shahayu Shleimim, Bein Shahayu Trefos, whether they're Shalim or a Trefa, Shenemar Kaddishli Kol Bechor Peta Kol Recha Bnei Yisrael Badam Ubehema. As it says, sanctify for me every Bechor, the firstborn of Bnei Yisrael Badam Ubehema. So Lechor Tzarechiyim, since the Bechor Adam, that's Nitraf, is Pater Mi Pidyon HaBen. So what does he mean when it says that it's a mitzvah to be Makaddishim? Mitzaseh lahafrish kol peter rechem, shenemar kadosh li kol bechor, sanctify for me all the bechors. Even the Rambam says a treifa, but I don't understand. A treifa is pater mi pidyon haben. So how do you say there's a mitzvah lakacha? So the Or Sameach answers that in Menachos and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, it says, "Bo minei plimu me Rabbi, mi sheyesh lo shnei rashim be'ezim mehem eniach tefillin." Amalei, so Reish Plimu asked Rebbe, if somebody has two heads, which head does he put tefillin on? That's a very good question. Now Rebbe didn't like this, and he was very, very upset. He gave Plimu a very sharp answer. In the meantime, somebody else came and he said, hey, I have a child and my child was born with two heads. How much do I have to give the Kohen? So came an elderly person, relates the Gemara, and he says, give him 10 slime. Two heads, 10 slime. Frak the Gemara. Ini is it true to give 10 slime? Vatani Rami Bar Chama mitoch shenemar padot tiftes b'chor adam shemani afilu nitrof b'seich lahamid tamalom ra'acholak. So he brings the limud from Maseches Bava Kama that I might think that you should be poda even a person who's a treifa. Kamash malah. No, we have a pasuk that says that treifas aren't required to do pidgin aben. So what do you have to do pidgin aben on this child with two heads? So answers the Gemara, shiny yachad b'gulgolus tala rachmana. Different here is different because the Torah was Tali in Gulgolas in heads. So the Pshuta, what the Gemara means is that we might think that since this Bechor is a Shreifa, he should be Pater Mi Pidyon. And the Gemara answers, shiny Shreifa, the Shreifa is different if it has two heads. Because if the Torah was Tali in a Gulgolas, so if a person for Shreifa has two heads, so he's going to be chayv in pidgin, and not only a pidgin but a double pidgin. So it comes out then that there is a mitzius where a bechor treifa is chayv in pidgin. So that's what the Rambam meant when he said that you're chayv to mekadesh kol bechor afilu treifa in such an instance where this particular treifa is chayv in pidgin. What's the exception to the rule? A two-headed bechor, that type of treifa. So that's all according to the way Tosis is learning the sugya. So that would be a possible pshat in the Rambam. That works, that's the Orson Meach says. However, the way the Grach learns the sugya and the Chazan Ish learns the sugya, you can't say this. We're not going to get into their pshat in the sugya, but according to them it comes out that there is never a mitzias where a bechor is chayev, where a treifa is chayev in pidgin. So then according to the Grach and the stencil and the Chazon Ish, we're left with the question of why the Rambam says that if you have a bechor treifa, you're chayev to mekadesh him, i.e. pater for pidgin aben. According to the Orsamech, the Orsamech wants to learn from the sugya there is such a mitzias. However, they learn differently, so it would be kedai for him to have another shir on that sugya. But that's not for now. So says Rav Mishakovsky that we can answer differently. We can give another teretz for the Chazon Ish and the Grach. And that is based on what we said earlier, that in the din of Pidgin HaBen, there are really two inyanim. There's Pidgin HaKadusha Sheyesh LeBechor, and then there's a din mamon that you have to be Porea the Chov to the Kohen. And these two dinim are told, that when the Bechor is born, so he has Kedusha immediately. And therefore you have to give the Kohen five slaim tmurasa. You have to give the Kohen five slaim for this Kohen, child. And this Kedusha is only chal after 30, this Kedusha is not chal until after 30. This Kedusha is not only chal after 30 days. This Kedusha is Chal immediately. Just like a Bechor Behema Tahora, definitely the Kedusha is immediately when he's born. Just the Chiyuv to be Makriv him is on the eighth day. If before that you can't be Makriv him. But the Iker Kedusha is immediately. So too this Bechor Adam, the Kedusha is Chal immediately, even though the Pidgin is only going to be after 30 days. So you have the Kedusha which is immediate, and then the Mammon has to be given after 30 days. So according to this, it would seem that the kavan of the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah to be mafresh kol bechor, he means that every bechor has this kedush, even a bechor that's a treifa. He also has a din that he's kadosh, just the person's not chayev to be po to him. So the Rambam here is only talking about the kedusha, and therefore the Rambam says that it has kedusha, even though there's no nafkamina ladina. So we just have to know that there is Kedusha in this Bechor. So if you can be poed to the Bechor after 30 days, then you do. But this particular Bechor has no din of being poed to him because there's a miut that you don't have to give the money to the, you don't have to be Porea the Chov after the 30 days. But the Kedusha comes immediately. And then the second aspect of Piron Chov, that does not have to be done for a Kohen who's born, lo aleinu, a treifa. The Mishneh LeMelech in the fourth parak of Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Zayin, is mistapek if a katan can be mekadesh an isha likishayagdil, that he's mekadesh her now, it should be chal after he becomes a gadol. So that since the chalos kedushin is going to be when he's older, it should work, or maybe no. Since the maisa kedushin is done bekatnuso, it's nothing. And he writes that lechora, it's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph. And he also writes the proof from the Masechet from the sugya in Bechoros and Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. If a person is poda his son within 30 days, and then the money is eaten up, Rav says his son is padui after 30 days, just like kedusha isha that she's mikudeshes, even though the money would be eaten up afterwards when the kedushin is chal. And Shmuel says that his son is not padui, and it's not similar to kedushin. He makes a chiluk, because in Kedushin is different. Al-Kopanim, we see from the Gemara, you can look in the sugya there, we see from the Gemara that the whole discussion is if the money was eaten up or is consumed, sikriyachol, or not. But it's pashut that you can be podeh now for after 30 days. And we don't say that since it's mechusar zman, it's mechusar maisa. And therefore we can say the same thing by Kedushin, that a katan can be mekadesh when he's still a katan, likisha yagdil. So you see that that by pidyon haben, it's pashut, that you could be poda within 30 days. So maybe, possibly, if you have a child, let him be mekadesh the woman now, before the time that he's able to mekadesh a woman, for afterwards when he becomes a gadol, just like you see that it can work by pidyon haben. And that's the question: can it be done or not? But you see, it's sad that it can be done, even when he's a katan, for the time that he's a gadol. However, misvara, you can also be mechalek and say that you cannot compare the kedushin of a katan to pidyon haben before 30 days. And that is because a gadol legabe kedushin is not somebody for whom 13 years passed, rather somebody who became 13 years old. In other words, he has to change from being a katan to being a gadol. So therefore, by him, chisaron zman is like a chisaron maisa. That since he is not yet a gadol, he has a chisaron batzmus. He's a different gavri, he's a different person. And therefore, he can't be mekadesh and isha. Masha enkin pidyon haben, there is no din that the Bechor has to be 30 days. It doesn't have to be a metzias, a cheftz of a 30-day-year-old child. 30 days have to have passed. By a bar mitzvah, we don't say that 13 years passed. We say that now he's 13. He's a different metzias of a gavra. But by pidyon haben, he doesn't become a different person. There's no shinui batzmuso from before 30 days to after 30 days. But by a child, there is. So when he's mekadesh a woman, that's a tremendous chisaron, that he's not yet a gadol because he's a different person. Masha enken, by pidyon haben, it's the same child. So since it's not a ishtanus begufa shel habechor, just that amount of time has to pass, so we can say that he's not considered mechusar zman, and therefore it's not considered mechusar maisa, and therefore you could be podim even before 30 days. Give the money now that it should be chal after. Masha'en kain. Masha'en kain. When you're talking about a child who's only 12, who's only 11, and then he wants to be mekadesh a woman for afterwards when he's 13, that you can't do. Why not? Because he's a different chefza, he's a different person. We find something similar to this in the Shmaitz and Shmaitz Aleph Perik Beis, that he writes Legabe Eitz, that has a suffix if the years of Orla have passed or not. And he's mistapek if we can be mamed this Eitz b'chezkaso, that the years of Orla have not yet passed and it's still Orla. Or maybe this is Dabar HaOmed L'shtanos. You know that at any minute it can change. And he proves from the Tosfos in Kiddushin that we find a Cheskas Katnos, that it's a Chazaka on something that's Omed L'shtanos. So you see that even something that's going to change, it's just a matter of time, is considered a Chazaka. So maybe is considered a Chazaka. So therefore you can say also, by Orla, that even though it's going to change, it's still considered a Chazaka, even though you know that it's going to change. But now that you don't know yet that it has changed to be more than 3 years, you can still be mamedit b'cheskos less than 3 years. And then the Shmaitzer writes that you can be mechalek, the dafka legabe katan, we can say this chazaka, because gadlus is different. He writes that the dafka legabe katan shaycha hachazaka mishum legabe gadlus lo bayi shnei olam ela bayi sheyihu atzmu yeben yergimul shanim. The dafka legabe katan, you can say that there's a chazaka because you don't. It's not the amount of time that passes, the years of the world. Rather, he himself has to be 13. The lekach choshev nidon olav gufo. You can talk about a cheskas katnas because he himself in mehuso batzmuso is changing. Masha'en came with respect to orla. We don't need that the eighth should be 3 years. Rather, we need that 3 years should pass on the tree. But on the tree itself, there's no ishtanas, and therefore we can't talk about a chazaka because the ishtanas isn't on the eighth itself. So that's what I see here quoted from the Shmaitzer, but I looked inside. I didn't exactly see that inside. So maybe I'm not understanding it correctly. I'll call upon him, but you see, based on our Yisod, that there's a chiluk between a shinui be'atzmas haguf, that a katan who's going to get older, but he is now, that's a change be'atzmusa. So therefore, he can't necessarily be mekadesh a woman like a shayag deal, but Pigeon Haben can be done before because there's no change about smusa. Just like Orla, we can say that there's no chazaka when it's less than 3 years because there doesn't have to be a shinu about smusa. Mashen Kain, a person, we can say that there is a cheskas katnas because he has to change the smusa. And based on this, we can explain an interesting Meiri. The Meiri says there in Bava Kama, Yad Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara we quoted earlier, that a bechor shenitrof besoch lamid is not chayv b'pidgin haben. So he explains, based on the Gemara and Menachos, that it says in the pasuk Gugel Oseichem. So even a shreifa is chayv in pidgin. However, that is only someone who was born when he was a shreifa, but not somebody who's nitraf achar leidaso. Someone who's a shreifa after his birth is not going to be chayv in pidgin, but somebody who's born a shreifa is going to be chayv in pidgin. So you see a metzias that first of all there is such a thing as a treifa who's chayv in pidgin. So that would explain the Rambam nicely. But we want to understand the chiluk. What's the chiluk between somebody who was born a treifa that is chayv in pidgin and somebody who became a treifa afterwards is not chayv in pidgin? So based on what we're saying, we can explain as follows. That the Yisod Chiyuv HaPidyon is already when he's born. When he's born, he has Kedushas HaBachor. And also, he has to have 30 days pass. Because before, and you can't be poed to him. Now, according to this, it would seem that a Bachor who was born a Treifa, so originally has Kedushas HaBachor of a Treifa, so he can have 30 days pass as a Treifa. But a Bachor that is Kedusha at the beginning was a Kedushas Bachor Shalem. So he requires that 30 days of being a shalim, his first 30 days have to pass over him as a shalim. And since he was nitraf, he became a treifa within the first 30 days, so the 30 days of a shalim never passed. And therefore, there is no chiyuv of pidyon. So that would be a possible chiluk in the Meiri. The Meiri is Mechal between is born a pigeon and somebody became a pigeon, born a treifa, or somebody became a treifa afterwards. If he's born a treifa, so 30 days as a treifa was over Olav, so he's fine. You could be your chayiv and pigeon, and that's the from the Gemara in Menachos. He learns that Golgolo Seichem. We have a special limit if he's born that way. If he's born with two heads, Mashain Kane, and anyone who's born a treifa, Mashain Kane. Somebody became a treifa after he was born. Such a baby doesn't have the was born with kedushas habuchora shalem, and then he loses that within 30 days. So he's not going to be chayiv in pigeon haben. I mentioned at the outset that this was a shir by Rav Chizkiyahu Mishakovsky. I should have said Rav Eliyahu Mishakovsky. So that we have to give credit where credit is due. That's where this Torah is taken from. So, as I said, this should be a tremendous chus for an ilu shamer for my friend Rav Yob and Rav Pinchas Halevi, my very, very good, close, and beloved friend. And we should be zocha for Tchias HaMesim, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.